If it's spring, it must be time for another Coen Brothers film. Another black comedy set somewhere in rural America, as in Fargo or Raising Arizona or Blood Simple. Another film where bumbling characters try to put something over on someone with varying degrees of success. This time, though, it's a remake of the 1955 comedy The Lady Killers, which starred Alec Guinness and Peter Sellers. The Coen Brothers version is set in rural Mississippi, and not post-war London, as the original was. Alec Guinness's character, a gentleman robber, is played by Tom Hanks.
Allow me to present myself formally. Goldthwaite Higginson Doerr, Ph.D.
Like Irma?
I beg your pardon, ma'am?
Third.
And Irma P. Hall, who you heard there, plays the unsuspecting foil Mr. Hanks and company try to dupe. She is a Bible-thumping Baptist, not a tea-drinking widow, as in the 1955 version. The film also stars Marlon Wayans in the Sellers role. Our entertainment commentator Elvis Mitchell is a movie critic for the New York Times. He joins us from member station WBUR in Boston. Elvis, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Is that my wallet? Get out of my pocket.
Ah. Some writers and directors hedge their way around calling films a remake, but the Coen brothers are unembarrassedly saying this is a remake.
Yeah, you're right. They tend to use that awful, awkward phrase, a reimagining, as if somehow they weren't pickpocketing the past. But the Coens, you're right. But in the weird way, they often have done that. I mean, a lot of their movies are kind of de facto remakes or affectionate tributes to other movies that have happened before anyway. And you're right in sort of dealing with this as a crime comedy. What they really love to do is deal with the way really ambitious, small-time criminals kind of box themselves and trip over their own words.
The Coen brothers, as I understand it, have really loved the original movie and borrowed one of the closing lines of the original Who Looks Stupid Now for their 1984 debut, Blood Simple?
They've definitely been referring to it in a number of ways off and on for a very long time. And they do make these incredibly stylized movies about greed in the way that the original Lady Killers was an extraordinarily elegant cartoon that could have actually come from the pages of the New Yorker. But they seem to be somehow slightly cowed by it and don't really use it as a way to let loose. In a number of very sort of sad ways, they so basically try to hold to what they think of as the tone of the original that it feels like an incredibly pallid remake.
I'm having some difficulty with the idea of anybody as Alec Guinness. Tom Hanks is Alec Guinness. Here is Alec Guinness in the original meeting his landlady, Mrs. Wilberforce, for the first time.
Mrs. Wilberforce?
Yes?
I understand you have rooms to let.
Oh, the rooms, yes. Won't you come in, please?
Thank you. My name is Marcus.
How do you do, Mr. Marcus?
Professor Marcus.
Oh, how do you do, Professor?
You have no other lodgers. You live here all alone.
Yes.
I shall move in tomorrow, if that is convenient to you.
Tomorrow? Oh!
Mrs. Wilberforce is played by Katie Johnson, and we can play the similar moment from the new movie when Irma P. Hall as landlady Marva Munson shows the basement to the Tom Hanks character.
May I inquire, do you have a root cellar? Ah, yes. This looks promising.
A little dank, ain't it?
Indeed. That only improves the acoustics. This is perfect. This is more than perfect. I could scarcely contain my glee.
Oh, you're containing it okay.
Now, I have to say that that is a kind of a convincing adaptation of the creepy way that Alec Guinness played the role.
Well, you know, if you're listening to it, you're right, it does kind of work. But there's something about the performance and seeing it. Hanks is a little bit too pleased with himself. And what was kind of part of the fun in the original is that she was kind of taken in by him a little bit. You could sort of hear her being hypnotized by that really kind of orotund fakiness in Alec Guinness's voice, whereas nobody can really put anything by on the character as played by Irma P. Hall. She's incredibly earthbound. And that, as kind of a conceit, doesn't quite work in the same way. I mean, she's certainly very charming, but it's almost as if the movie sort of chooses certain moments to make her not as bright as she seems to be, so these guys can get away with stuff.
What about Marlon Wayans? I mean, you'd have to be just as nervy to take on a Peter Sellers role as an Alec Guinness role. How'd he do?
He's actually really good in the picture. basically playing this sort of hip-hop stereotype archetype who can't think straight and can't get past his own sort of greed and low motives. He is, in his way, a classic Coen Brothers character. I mean, sometimes you see these guys who do sketch comedy who only know how to overplay in the broadest way and can't actually provide any kind of emotional understanding.
Jim Carrey immediately comes to mind.
Absolutely, who can either overdo it or so underplay that he doesn't exist. Marlon Wayans actually really understands how to approach a piece of material, a comedy, as an actor. So he's a believable person and not just a broad cartoon joke. I mean, you actually believe this guy does exist in a way that you don't quite with any of the other characters in the movie. And that's no small achievement from him and the wisdom of the Coen brothers in casting somebody like that.
Well, so, Elvis, if you really loved the original Lady Killers, would it be worth seeing the remake just for the fun of seeing another version?
You know, I guess if you can't find Bosom Buddies on Trio on cable this weekend and you're desperate to see Tom Hanks in something and Blockbuster is closed in every single location in America,
Well,
it's certainly you could do worse.
Well, Elvis, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Linda.
Our entertainment commentator, Elvis Mitchell, is a movie critic for the New York Times. He joined us from the studios of member station WBUR in Boston.